Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Oh, I love the show each and every week at this time. The man with the love is yours truly, Michael Horn. The man that gives me the love, and you, our audience, is the all-pro defensive end. We call him Sultan. He had two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing? Mike, how are you doing? Yeah. I understand you withstood the onslaught of another wine dinner last night.
Yeah, we got. I'm going to get into that with you because you went. Was that your very first wine dinner that you went to?
No, it was not my first. Might be my last, though.
Don't say that. There's
a chance it could be my last. I love the people. They're very nice, and they worked super overtime to put on a great spread, but unfortunately, that spread was really weak. It was weak.
Well, it was small. The food was delicious, but it was...
The food was delicious. You could... you know what the whole idea is, folks, is that they take different...
10 courses.
They take, and they just make stuff up, and then they throw it up against the different three or four different types of wines.
It was delicious.
Was it fortifying? No.
Fred actually took the basket of crackers that was meant for the whole table and stuck it in front of him. And
no.
He ate every last cracker.
They made the mistake of sticking it in front of me.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. You know, the people down there to the left of us, that old couple down there?
Yeah.
Nobody said anything to them.
No, the whole night.
They were down there and they were getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And I said, you know, I said to myself, I think these old people could be in trouble.
It's really something, I tell you. It was
send them some bread. Give them some slices of bread down there.
It was a wine dinner for the 50th anniversary of Temecula, California. They've been around since 1968. A fabulous dinner. It was just wonderful. Courtney was supposed to go with us, our executive producer. She couldn't go. And so instead, Fred Dreyer went. And
at the last minute, you called me. I was just getting ready to cut into a beautiful chocolate cake.
Yeah, you had those new black shoes out of yours and everything.
Oh,
and
he
dressed to the nines. He had a brand new pair of Levi's, a great pair of black shoes.
I hurt myself.
And it was okay. Are you all right, though?
No, honestly, though, I had a pair of some Nike shoes I had. They're like 15 years old, and the bottoms had, the rubber bottoms had lost their grip. Yeah. And I slipped on my stairwell, and I slid down there, and I hurt my elbow right
here. Send him some get-well wishes at freddreyer@crndoc.com. freddreyer@crndoc.com.
Send him to Mike's house. Yeah.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Hey guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats, the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. And just a heads up, G3 is still offering a $1,000 military appreciation discount off all our package boats in addition to any other rebate. Hey, join the G3 life at g3boats.com.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Waldon, New York. Drink responsibly.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport, football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. So we walk in, you go to this wine dinner, you have this look on your face, and then you sit down, and the first main course that they brought out was halibut. And I know you like seafood, and what you saw, because it's 10 courses. They put at a wine dinner, they put small courses, and you pair it to
the wine.
And I thought for sure you were going to embarrass me and the entire table by asking if you could have more.
No.
You got the smallest one. I looked at the table, and the lady you said that no one talked to, she got a big one.
I was a kid. My mom, we went to the Lawndale Rotary Fair.
In Lawndale, California.
Lawndale, California, when I was about 7. And yeah. I won. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
I won with the ping pong balls. You know, you stand back and you throw ping pong balls out onto a table full of fish bowls.
Oh, yeah, and you won.
And so I went inside. The ball went inside one of the deals. And
the
I won.
Forerunner to
I
beer
won.
Pong.
I won a goldfish.
This was at age 7. This showed fish, what you were going to become a superstar in sports.
The fish was excited. This fish
did you eat it?
Was about 3 inches bigger than what I ate last night.
I'm telling you didn't eat that goldfish though, did you?
No, I didn't.
No.
That goldfish grew up and it was.
What'd you name him?
Billy. Billy the Goldfish.
I can't see Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end with a goldfish named Billy.
Well, I did, and I had him, and that fish held its own for a couple of months anyway.
A couple of months? You're supposed to change the water every day.
I do. We did. I put stuff in there, and I went to the goldfish store and did all my stuff anyway. But the point is that fish was way bigger and tastier looking than the halibut you had last night. The halibut.
How about those lentils?
There was nothing.
You
like
the lentils, but the lentils was on a big plate, and it was maybe about, 2 inches, 3 inches long, very narrow.
I had one lentil. We all know what a lentil is.
You didn't go for the calamari. I noticed you ate maybe the pasta shell, but did not go for the calamari. What about the portobello mushroom was good. That was tasty with the rice.
With the rice on the bottom.
There was enough food there. We'll get through it. Fred says, let's go to the Mexican restaurant.
No, I said, I know there's a Mexican food restaurant over here on Ocean Boulevard. Let's go over there. It was 9 o'clock.
It was like the reality 11. It was 10 o'clock. It wouldn't have been open.
Was it 10 o'clock?
It was about 10, yeah. Otherwise, like I would have driven you there. I would have gone.
Seems like I was up all night.
Yeah, and there's that the Clutch restaurant that our friend John, who's starting Castle, was in, and he owns that restaurant, but that would have been closed. We could have gone there, too. So anyway, it was a great night, though, to see you at the winery. How much wine did you drink?
I hardly drank any.
You know what? They kept saying, "Are you okay?" Yeah, right.
Like I'm getting drunk.
There was a guy
across from me, that writer.
Yeah, Randy.
Randy the writer.
Yeah,
he was a very nice. He kept looking at me, and he said,
"Because he recognized you."
Of course, I talked to him.
It took him a while.
Very friendly, by the way. You didn't know it because you were filibustering the entire table with Mike, the guy next
Mike
door.
Mike was great from Lioness Winery. It's a great place, and he wants to have you come out and perform.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. I like
I'm
Mike.
Sure he does. Well, he's a nice guy.
I know. He took his picture with you, not me.
Yeah. Well, if he's going to have a wine dinner at his house, he better beef up the courses and slim it down to about 3 courses.
You don't want to go to a buffet with Fred Dreyer because he will go to the salad bar literally 3 times at a minimum.
You're supposed to. That's
what
it's there for.
And he'll ask for a second helping of salmon. If he's still hungry, he'll say.
That's what it's there for.
I had a barbecue at Father's Day, and Fred was nice enough to come. And
I think I was doing you a favor.
I made specially for him 4 wild Alaskan salmon burgers.
And he ate three of the four. And I ate them.
Somebody got their hand in there, and they still have a fork mark from when you went for that last one.
I ate them because you said, "Hey, come on over. I'm cooking salmon burgers."
Father's Day for you.
I said, "Fine, I'll come over." And so now when I come over and I eat the burgers, he complains that I ate the salmon instead of the – what was that you were eating?
What do you mean, what was that? We had hot dogs and hamburgers like you have at any sporting event. What was that I was
eating?
It looked like a hot patch
for a diesel intertube.
What are you talking about? That was a great hamburger. Juicy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, now you're insulting me, Daddy.
Well, look, you know, someone.
I call him Daddy since he's been to Father's Day now.
Somebody has to.
That's good. Yeah.
But my point is that you know, those wine things are nice.
They were.
Because there's a business end.
Yes.
There's an upside. To the business side.
Yeah.
We're going to go talk to him and see if he wants to.
He has a restaurant on his winery, and I'm sure.
Wow.
Get ready, Mike.
Oh, man.
Get ready. I hope you're serving salmon and
does he have a fishing pole?
It's going to be a restaurant with a regular size meal, but you can order 3 or 4 if you want to.
Do we have to
keep
fish
yourself
for
satisfied?
Do we have to fish for our own food?
How do you maintain that svelte weight of yours the way you eat at a dinner when you just power down food? After items of food, including cookies at the end.
I get drunk, and then I go into the bathroom and throw up.
Thank you very much for sharing. Thank you. There you have it from the great Fred Dreyer. But we had a good time.
Aren't you going? You have to go to the bathroom a lot, don't you? Well, I'm very tall. Yeah, I use that. I use that gag a lot. That girl over there from, you know, where the heck she was? She was from Tennessee or something, and she's, you know, she works on a grape ranch, and she's wrangling grapes, and she was attractive. The girl in the green?
Yes, she was known as a winemaker, not a grape. She was very attractive. She's a winemaker.
She asked me twice why I was going into the bathroom.
Well, maybe she had to use it.
I made sure that when I went in there, you know, look, the great thing about those places is that many people, when they're finished using the bathroom, they leave the door cracked a little bit.
Yes.
So it's a courtesy.
So you know that nobody's in there.
And so that's when I got
up. You leave the door cracked for ventilation.
No, I don't.
I'm just kidding. I will say this about you. Don't get angry. Don't give me that pouting look.
Well, you continue to drive on me. You've seen the last of me at a wine dinner.
I went into the restroom after you, and I just want to say.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I didn't?
No, you
Because
didn't.
Somebody left the toilet seat up, and it's always nice if it's a co-ed bathroom to put the toilet seat down in case the woman comes in. I have that sensitive side to me.
Well, you were sitting on the wrong table because the liberals were sitting down there on the left.
Did they leave that up?
A whole group of liberals down there. You could see them. The whole down there. They were cajoling and they were twirling their wine and counting the legs as it dripped.
Well, I was doing that too. That's what you do at a wine dinner.
Yeah, I know. But it got to be all about wine. People are so much better than the rest.
Oh,
of us.
No! That's not true. It's like you go at your own pace because you heard Mike tell you from Leonis that you love port, that he makes port, and invited you out for cigars. Yeah. because you're the cigar guy.
I'll bring the cigars.
Got that your nose in the air when you blow that smoke.
Yeah, and guess
make
what?
Make those big circles up there. That's where you got a problem. Not us wine
thing.
People.
Here's the interesting thing about
tell you
cigars.
Too there.
Cigars works the opposite of wine.
How
wine
so?
Will supposedly, you know, entices people to be together so they can foam on about the.
We had a good time
at the tenons
table. Other than you.
And all of the tasty wine.
Yes, it was
how
delicious.
Wonderful. This must be a Merlot mixed with a.
Yes, the five Bordeaux varietals were in that one wine.
Red Mountain back, you know. So, but a cigar pushes the people away.
Because
they don't want to come around.
Of course, they don't want to be near you.
They're snobby.
No, so you're the snobs. You're blowing the smoke on our faces.
I'm not blowing any smoke.
You're blowing
smoke now. I hold the cigar down here. I hold it way down here, and I'm very courteous to people.
You don't make those big circles with
No, I don't do that.
You don't do that?
I don't big boy it.
You don't? Is that called big boy?
I don't hot dog it like some people.
All right.
With your wine.
But that Mike was interested in getting together with you and some of the old
You came in last night and began announcing all the wine. That's what you were doing.
Delicious.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with the pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious, home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn and the star of our program who wowed him at the big wine dinner last night, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer, the acting legend, the all-pro defensive end. So Tom Brady, how old is this guy now? 55 or something? He says 40, retirement.
41. 41.
Is he 41? He says retirement is coming sooner rather than later.
Of course.
He says it was on Oprah's show.
Why is he talking to her?
I don't know. When you get on Oprah's show, that doesn't sound like a big football show, does it? The Oprah Winfrey show. And he's going to be 41 in August. And he said he's been considering hanging up his cleats to spend more time with his family. Here's his quote. I think about it more now than I used to. I think I'm seeing that there's definitely an end coming sooner rather than later. As long as I'm still loving it, as long as I'm loving the training and preparation and willing to make the commitment, he said he's going to continue. But he's a three-time MVP. He says he wants to play into his mid-40s.
Oh, boy.
And he was asked by Oprah about his relationship with head coach Bill Belichick. As you know, there was some dust-ups in the word department between he and him. And he says, quote, I love him. I love that he's an incredible coach, a mentor for me, and he's pushed me a lot of ways. Like everything, we don't agree on absolutely everything, but that's relationships. I like Tom Brady, and I like Belichick. That's a good answer, don't you think?
Yeah, it's honest.
Yeah, it's an honest answer. And let me ask you this question. Can you play longer as a quarterback than as like a defensive end or whatever, where you get hit on every play just about? But, I mean, quarterbacks can get caved in a few times. But can you play longer?
Well, it all depends on the individual. I mean, you get your brains beat in either way if you're no matter what position you're playing. But what's interesting is quarterbacks get hit periodically. Linemen take a beating on every play. They take an awful lot of helmet to helmet contact. That quarterbacks can go through a game depending on what the game plan is or how everything works shakes out, and they may not take a hit. They may just stand back and throw the ball, hand the ball off, and they can stay relatively okay. Certainly, he's 41 years of age and he's able to play because he hasn't been beaten up.
Exactly.
I think he had one knee operation, I think.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
They've had a good defense on that team. They protect him pretty well.
But I mean, you know, ask all the linemen that played for Tom Brady for the last 14, 15 years that he's been playing, and ask yourself what kind of condition they're in. Those are the guys that should not be playing very long.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And it's like in hockey, you got always they've sort of taken away some of the hits, but it's still a pretty rough sport. You have the enforcers that are out there. If you hit some of the guys on the front line, those defensive guys will come and get you.
But it's everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know,
not in baseball.
You get blindsided, you get pushed into the boards, you get hammered. Their guys are going 40 miles an hour, you know? I mean, it's the same thing with, the other day I'm watching, the Dodgers and the Cubs, and Chris Taylor gets beaned.
Yes,
he got hit right in the back of the head where the helmet was, and he got up and dusted himself off and went down to, thank God.
No fisticuffs or anything like that?
No. It was a genuine. And the pitcher said, hey, look, I'm sorry. And it was genuine. I mean, there's no reason to hit somebody in the head, you know. But he continued playing, and he's okay. But that's because, how many times does a batter goes up into the batter's box? What, 500-600 times a year?
Yeah.
How often do you think the guy actually
going to get hit?
You know,
especially if you crowd the plate. In the old days, they used to dust you back.
No, but I'm saying is that you're playing a sport that you would think you would take a lot of physical abuse, and you can you dive boredom in baseball as a player. The way I look at it,
you dive boredom.
Standing out there
and you're sitting there sleeping.
You're trying to figure out when the ball's coming out.
Yeah, exactly. So Tom Brady, by the way, one other thought, congratulated LeGarrette Blount on the Eagles. He's a former teammate of Tom's, and he congratulated him on his new Super Bowl ring that he got by beating the Patriots. That's kind of a classy thing to do, I guess. Blount's
you
got
know what's interesting
two rings.
About social media?
What?
They take the most common, everyday conversations
and they make
and
a big story.
Blow it up into an event.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons I stopped, ladies and gentlemen, tweeting. I stopped tweeting.
You're not tweeting at all?
I don't tweet. I had to get away from it because I was being hammered out by people, you know, and I don't deserve to wake up and take a beating from people I don't know.
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer.
So hell with him.
You want to follow him? Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
I'm stuck with these wine dinners and tweeting people.
Invite Fred to your wine dinner by emailing him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Send the food. You can keep the wine.
Check out his website, FredDreyer.co. He's got his movie Highway 395 out there. You can download it tonight. We are back in the lounge. You're being yours truly, Michael Horn, and the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
Fresh back from his first wine dinner.
It wasn't my first, but it could be my last.
The halibut that we had was about the size of a half a dollar.
No, I said to Rusty, what was his name, Rusty?
Randy across from you.
Maybe that's why he didn't talk to me.
Wine writer. He's a good
guy. That's the reason he didn't talk to me again.
Called him Rusty.
I said, hey, Rusty.
Randy.
I said, how about the silverware? You know, the beauty was, ladies and gentlemen, for every plate of 10 tiny courses of food, they brought a whole complete set
of silverware.
This is what I thought was hilarious. For the tiny food on big plates, they brought you new silverware for every course. And I kept thinking, you don't need silverware to eat this stuff.
Let me ask you. I need to tell you this. There was this the lentils, the beans that they had. They were really well done. And you looked over at me, and you ate everything. I can't believe you ate everything. And you said, do you want my quail egg?
Yeah, I did.
And I said, no, I had my own quail egg.
It's like a marble.
I told Courtney, she said, I don't like quail eggs because I just don't like the yolk.
I don't want that. They were delicious.
And
they're gamey.
One final question.
I've eaten stuff before. Listen, I've been to China for 3.5 freaking months.
You've been in Vietnam where that Frank Sinatra guy was performing.
Oh, man.
Singing Frank Sinatra,
yeah,
too.
The guy I paid $50 to
stop singing. Fred paid this guy $50
to
stop singing.
We wrote a television show for Land's End called Who's Killing Cole Porter?
Is that true? It's based on that?
If people are out there and they saw that episode of Land's End when we did it, we got the idea from being in Thailand, and this guy was killing Cole Porter. He was just this crazy guy.
This is not a club. Fred's filming a show.
I got you under my skin, Joel. I got you deep in. Ha ha. I kept saying, what's the guy talking about?
He's singing Frank Sinatra.
He's singing Cole Porter.
Yeah.
And I said, he's killing Cole Porter. So finally, during the meal, it wasn't a wine dinner, I got up and I walked over to the guy. I said, excuse me, what's your name, Wingnut? I said, look, Wing, you got to stop singing Cole Porter like that. And he went, oh, I was singing Cole Porter. So I got $50 out of my pocket, and I gave it to him, and he stopped playing. Now, the whole restaurant now is looking at me, paying the guy off. I go back to my chair. I sit down. Everybody went, hey, that was a great idea. He actually took the money. I said, of course. He makes more money from guys like me telling him not to play than he does with this guy who tells him, hires him to play. So here comes the owner.
Oh boy.
He comes over to him and says, well, Mr. Fred, what do you do over here? Why are you?
This is an exact recreation.
This is what happened.
Go ahead.
I can't pretend the guy's from New Jersey. So I said, well, what happened? Why he stopped playing? I said, well, I don't know. He says, he left building. He outside now. I said, well, he's not going to kill himself, is he? Let's go out and see him. So we both went outside, and the guy's standing there smoking a cigarette. You know, these guys are smoking.
Yeah, because they're singers.
They'll smoke a whole whole sack of cigarettes before you can say Jack Robinson. So the guy says to me, he said, "Hey, Fred Dwyer, give me $50." And he said, "You want money back?" And I said, "No, you just keep the money. Just stop playing." And the guy said, "What's my restaurant? You can't tell
the
me."
The owner's ticked off.
Yeah, but
right?
Now he's pissed off at me. But he loves me because I'm there for 3.5 months making this movie.
Right.
So I said, how do we come to an understanding? I said,
"You're the good negotiator here."
I said, "Look, I'm going to take the money. Here's $50. I said, "But don't sing Cole Porter. Just don't sing it. Because I'm a Sinatra guy."
You're regular Mike Pompeo is what
are. It was just unbelievable.
Really...
So the guy said, "Oh." So he says to the guy in Thai, can you do this? Can you play and not sing Cole Porter?"
Jeez, I can understand Thai.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
So I said, "Yeah, there, work it out. I'll be in here." So I left because it was awkward. I left and I went back in there and the guy came back out. And he finished his set and he did not play Cole Porter. So I gave him the $50, and every time I came in there, because I was there every night.
The guy would stop singing.
I was there every night.
Did the guy stop singing every time you came in?
No, he came. He waved to me, and then as it went on, we started to dole out more Cole Porter songs to him if he got it right. But I said, "Don't sing. I got you under my skin. Just don't sing it."
That's the one that
was
just
killing
that
me.
Was too much for you, right?
Yeah. So we wrote a show about a singing contest in Cabo San Lucas, and we invited Ed Ames. Remember the Ames brothers?
Oh, yeah. He was Mingo on Daniel Boone, too. And
yeah,
he was
we invited Ed Ames.
Mike Cuff runneth over with love.
And we invited a bunch of singers, from the 50s, and we had this show called Someone's Killing Cole Porter. And my friend Sid Sham was playing the piano, and the idea was he was singing, he was killing Cole Porter. I was telling him how to do it. He was killing Cole Porter, and the three guys wind up in the show kidnapping him and taking him out into the ocean on a boat, and they're going to drown him.
So, because they don't want this.
Because he's killing Cole Porter.
That's pretty good. By the way, on the dinner last night, they had a palate cleanser. They usually bring something out for you to cleanse your palate. Did you have the sauerkraut or the beets?
No, they brought me a brush.
did you
clean my palate?
You didn't do the sauerkraut or the beets? What did you took
no,
the beets,
no,
did you?
No, it wasn't a beet. It was a cucumber. They brought me a cucumber, peeled cucumber, and I ate that. I said, "What is this?" She goes, "This is a palate cleaner."
Check it out. Send your emails to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
So anyway,
back in the sports lounge, I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. The Yankees are on a pace for 273 home runs. They got they got some hitters there. They got Miguel Andujar. They got Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Hicks, Gleyber Torres.
How much do they strike out, though?
They probably strike out a few times, I guess. But they would beat the – I guess the Mariners had the record setting in 1997. They had the most home runs with 2,000.
Oh, man, that was a hell of a team. They had 114 wins.
Yeah, I know. So the Mariners finished 244. The Cardinals in 2000 had 234. That's a lot of round trippers.
That's
there.
That's a lot of jack.
So
I call it jacks. A lot of jacks.
And there's Houston. It seems to win. They just keep going. It's really
They're
going to
probably win it again.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see if they see if the Bronx Bombers can beat them in the World Series.
Maybe they can. Well, that would be the
because
playoffs.
I'll tell you what team is not going back to the World Series.
Which team is not?
The Dodgers.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. I don't.
I think they might.
I'll tell you what. You know, I give them a lot of credit. You know, we know some of the people over there, and we want them to do well. But you know, it comes down to realistically handicapping, which is what we do, which is what everybody does. Realistically handicapping the chances and the whys and the wherefores of why you bet or you wager and think a certain way about a team, whether it's a horse or whether it might be. There's a gut feeling. A lot of my handicapping of the Dodgers this season comes on a gut feeling. I think there's a lot of people on that team that have strong character. I think there's a lot of character on that team. And I like Dave Roberts a lot, and I like Honeycutt a lot, and I like a lot of the things that that they do there above and beyond the fact that they've got a pitching staff that this is unbelievable. They're 75 games into the year, and they haven't had their pitching staff this whole year.
No. Like four of the five starters are still on the DL, aren't they?
Yeah, they're still
Kenta
there.
Maeda is back, but I think that's about it.
But yeah, he was back the other day, but you know, you can't not pitch. It's I always say this. You know, they told Kenley Jansen, well, when you come to camp, we're just going to – do you have any games or videos that you can entertain yourself with, because we really don't want you around the rest of the team doing anything. We want you to really rest. So he rested so much that he started losing games.
Exactly. Now let me ask you a question, since we're talking baseball for a second. And this guy did this editorial here, SBNation.com. Eric Cole does this. And, the people are saying the games are running too long. They say that's the driving force behind baseball's attendance woes. But this guy, Eric Cole, says on his website, he said it's a great game, but he says he thinks baseball's marketing, their marketing problem is because they're spending too much. They've increased the ticket prices, pushing the luxury box sales to the detriment of the overall attendance of the game. The league attendance is down 6.5% this year from last year, and they say not so much the weather, it's people can't afford to go to the games anymore. I mean, you go to a ball game, it costs you $20-25 to park the car, let alone get into the stadium.
Which one is this?
I'm talking about this Major League Baseball has a marketing problem.
Oh, yeah. I read that. Yeah
so, I mean, this is a I tend to agree with this guy, Eric Cole. Yeah. I think this is the problem with it.
I do, too. Well, it's like anything else. You've got the big screen, the big dish. You've got the three-quarters of an inch thick television now. You can take it to whatever room. You can take it to the beach. You can do anything you want. Everything runs on batteries on the satellite. And you can do anything you want. And guess what? There's too much stuff on TV that you're asking the viewer to pay for and pay attention to. There's not enough time in the day to pay attention to all these games. You have to be selective. That's why
you're right.
I'm selective with the Dodgers. I don't watch the Angels. And, you know, we love Mike Socia, but I don't watch the Angels because it's just too much. I don't want to sit there and be neurotic and flip back and forth between a home game
with
the Angels and a road game with the Dodgers.
The commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, he's really bent on pursuing the pace of play changes. And so I think to the detriment of baseball, because he keeps limiting the number of mound visits to the game. There's just a lot of things that he's doing.
It's just ridiculous.
You can't walk a guy. You got to say intentional walk, one at the base.
I'm insulted.
I think it's insulting, too. I think that's, you know, you start changing the basic building blocks of the game and you lose the tradition of baseball.
Look, the whole my uncle Rule, who was a sergeant in the Hawthorne Police Department. I loved him. He had a motorcycle. He used to drive over to my mom's house when we were kids.
Right.
He'd get off there and he'd pull his gun out, you know, and say, all right, where the hell are these kids are taking them to jail? And it was really a hell of a lot of fun, you know.
Sounds like a nice guy.
Stay away from that motorcycle. You're going to burn your hands on that exhaust valve. You know? So he was wonderful. He was a crazy baseball fan. He loved the Angels. So in 61, when the Angels showed up, I believe 61.
Yeah.
61.
That's
the
true.
Angels showed up. I was in high school, and this is before my father died. And he would take us to the Angel games out at Wrigley Field, out here, LA's Wrigley Field.
Right.
And we watched the games and stuff. And I remember sitting with him, and you could hear a pin drop. It was just nothing but the baseball, the crack of the bat, people, you know, slamming their gloves, the third baseman yelling out to the pitcher, hey, baby, hey, bat, you know, all this type of stuff, all this baseball jargon and stuff. The sounds and the tones of the sport is with me to this very day.
Exactly.
And it's being ruined by all of this crap that we go to the games now and hear, the big screen. It's big time baseball, and it's killing the sport.
All right, there you have it. Let us know what you think about that. Email us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn along with the real Fred Dreyer. This is it. We got fan mail segments here for you. Someone, Ophelia, wants to know when you're going to call me. Let's talk.
Yeah, I saw that, you know, and I guess I owe a lot of people phone calls.
Pam says, excellent show last week. Very interesting, informative. Always enjoy hearing your advice on diet, exercise, positive thinking, plus the stories you tell. Have you ever thought of writing a book?
Oh, I've been proposed to write a book for the last 20 years of my life.
Yeah, she says it.
But the point is that you're right. There's a lot of interesting things, but now that this show has come along, maybe that'll spur me to do that.
Yeah. So she says with all your fans and stuff, she could be very good. Gail says, thanks, Michael Horn, for remembering that I sadly was the one who broke the news of Tom the Mongo's McCune to you, and I called Fred immediately right away. So sad. He had a great life, Fred. Thanks for telling the story about Tom and his traveling jewelry show that you told us.
Yeah, he has. There's a million stories about Tom McCune, and maybe one of these days we'll talk about a little bit more about him.
He is an awesome man. Ingrid said, happy Father's Day, Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you so much.
Sent along some salmon burgers for you to have. Gary says, happy Father's Day, Fred. I hope you got to see your daughter and grandkids.
I didn't get to see them, but I got to share the day.
Next best thing.
That's right.
With me.
That's right. Oh,
great.
Yeah, that's
my
right.
Daddy. Ben says, hi, Fred. I'm a big fan of Grip Watching Hunter. Great show. Paved the way for many cop drama shows today. That's true.
It did. It absolutely did. And we had some of the great storylines and great guest stars on our show.
Don't forget to email Fred. And Tony says, Fred, I always like seeing you in Hunter. I bought all 156 episodes.
Ah.
That's good.
Very good. You can binge away.
Email Fred again, the website or the email address, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Lounge, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, acting legend.
Thank you.
All-pro defensive end.
Thank you.
Jose asked us, and he's a good friend of us here on the show, Jose Araña.
Uh-huh.
And he's a big World Cup fan. And how about Mexico beating Germany in that upset?
I know, nothing.
1-0, huh?
Yeah, it was a big upset. They were defending champs, Germany.
And then there's the ex-FIFA president, Sepp Blatter, who was disgraced, crashed the World Cup Wednesday. He has the status as soccer's most notorious pariah, and he was suspended from all soccer-related activity until 2021 after he was forced out of the game by the elite administrative circles following allegations of widespread corruption and bribery. He apparently has flown to Moscow, accepted an invitation from Russian President Vladimir Putin. I'd bring that up.
Oh, he knows Vladimir.
Vladimir Putin. Probably read some of Hillary's emails also.
I mean, look, we know Vladimir's completely crazy, but he's probably the type of guy that you could have, like Bill Clinton. You know, you could probably have a lot of fun with the guy.
Probably. Take your shirts off and ride horses together or something. Hey, how about this? The Capitals, the Washington Capitals, Stanley Cup champions, beat the Vegas Golden Knights. It was a great Golden Knight run for the year.
Great.
But their coach,
series.
Barry Trotz, resigned. And there's a woman who was there at the hearings in Washington that they had with the inspector general and all that, and the guy, the FBI head. And then she's sitting there, and she couldn't believe it when she saw the information. And so they caught her on camera talking to somebody because she couldn't believe that Barry Trotz quit after becoming the winning coach in the Stanley Cup, and she was making a big scene there.
You mean he left?
He resigned.
He left the
Washington Capitals.
Well, he's going out on top, isn't he?
Yeah, he said, after careful consideration and consultation with my family, I'm officially announcing my resignation as head coach of the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
When I came to Washington 4 years ago, we had one goal in mind, and that was to bring the Stanley Cup to the nation's capital.
And they did it.
We've had an incredible run this season, culminating with our players and staff achieving our goals, shattering our excitement with our fans.
Mm-hmm.
He's out of there.
That's great. Good for him.
So go out on top,
right? That's it. Next.
Yeah, next guy
is there a next story down there? Oh, you know what? I'm feeling very good today. Because,
why?
Because this morning I got up and drove 900 miles down to Irvine from my house in Bev Hills,
Irvine, California.
And I had my fourth and fifth neurofeedback session with my
that thing where they put that on the brain and stimulate your brain.
When they put the skull cap on and all the wires and stuff.
What does that do?
And that's why my hair is kind of matted down today because
looks good.
All that junk in it. Anyway. So I must tell you, and I must tell my allegiant fans that I'm so glad I've gone back to doing it because it's amazing as time goes on, you don't realize how far you get out of whack. It's really you need a tune-up. And what you try to do is get rid of the red theta and the blue beta. And you
It's on the screen.
It's
you
on
see
the
that.
Screen. It comes out. The bad stuff comes out in colors, blue and red, and some green. But you want it to balance out so it's all white. So I'm taking a series of 20. I'm on my fifth one right now. I'm a quarter of the way through, and I'm feeling a lot better. So I just want everybody to know that.
That's good. I could tell you're sharp. You're really on me for taking your quail egg at the wine dinner, and you got everything going. You remembered today everything you ate last night, as a matter of fact, all 10 courses.
Yeah, I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget.
Did you have a favorite of any of those? Was it the halibut, the very first one? Was that your favorite course? Or did you like
my favorite course was the last one.
The lentils?
Because that's the one that had, that's the one that sent me out the door.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. We met some great people, and it was a lot of fun. I put a lot of effort, and the girl in the green, she was pretty good.
All right, she's going to take you on a wine tour. We'll find out about that.
We're going
to. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. On Twitter, when he's there, Fred_Dreyer, and facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here. Final segment of the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Sultan, Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. All-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter Land's End, the Agent X, everything else. A little couple other emails here. D says, you are awesome. Thanks for the years of entertainment.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you, D.
Linda said, hi, I'm binge-watching a weekend of Hunter. And she says, wow, this was a great series with some really great plots, really great endings. Today's television series could totally learn something from the writers of Hunter. Was wondering if you had a favorite guest star on the series.
Well, we did. For 156 shows, we had some great guests. One of them that I always found personally charming was Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was good. And, you know, Claude Akins and Jimmy Darren. And we had a lot of people that Nina Foch, we had Jane Russell. We had a lot of people that that really liked our show and wanted to be on it.
That sounds good. Now, we mentioned soccer a little while ago. U.S. and Canada and Mexico are going to co-host the 2026 World Cup. It's going to be in Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
Yeah, there's going to be a wine dinner, I think, with the two countries.
Now, here's the thing, and I'm lobbying for you on this. ESPN's got a new...
Do you hear what I said?
I heard you. There's a new star-studded group of athletes who are going to grace the pages of ESPN, the magazines, and they've got the body issue. You should be in that, Fred Dreyer.
What is that?
It's the body issue. It's
body
coming out on
issue of what?
June 29th for ESPN.com.
What do they mean, the body issue?
The magazine's body issue. The 10th anniversary of the popular look at athletes bodies.
You take their clothes off?
Yeah, well, no. They're just going to be there modeling for you a little bit. I mean, they got a lot of people in there.
I don't know if that's a
Jerry
good thing.
Rice.
I don't think I should be in that.
You don't?
Well, I mean.
I mean, you're in great shape.
Well, yeah, but I don't need to. Put a headlight on it.
Especially if you lost a little weight from eating that wine dinner. Didn't have as much food as you normally like.
You binge puke in the bathroom.
What about your movie, The Transformers? Is that coming out soon? Do you have a date for that?
I don't have a date for that.
We got to find out. Let everybody know.
Well, you know what? I'll know about it when they know about it.
That's good.
And by the way, Terrell Owens denies orchestrating the Julio Jones holdout. You know, I ran into Terrell Owens, you know, a couple of years ago in an elevator, and he was going to a reading that I was coming out of, and he said, hey, I know you. I watch your show. He goes, yeah, that's right. I said, let me just tell you something, Terrell. You know, be a good boy and thank people on the way up because you're going to meet all of them on the way down.
More next week on the show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.